This episode of China Money Podcast is sponsored by Lehman Brown, a China accounting, audit, and advisory firm. Golden Gate, a law firm providing a full range of legal services in China. Covert Limited, a leading internet privacy tool. And 51mice.com, a comprehensive online platform for meetings, incentives, conferences, and exhibitions in China. Please go to our website, chinamoneynetwork.com, and click on our sponsors' links. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support. Hi, everybody. Welcome to China Money Podcast. I'm your host, Nina Xiang. Our guest today is Tian Ho, founder of equity research firm TH Capital. She spoke with me earlier this week in Hong Kong on the record number of U.S.-listed Chinese companies going through the privatization process, why she believes Qihoo 360's $9 billion go private deal will go through, and what other companies are likely to follow suit. Here is our conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, Tian. Welcome.
Thank you.
For U.S.-listed Chinese companies, going private transactions obviously made record this year. Record number of companies went proposed to go private. Mm-hmm. Do you think the companies are doing this for the right reason?
I think for most of companies, for the right reason. For some companies, the initial reason were not right, but the result may be right.
What do you mean?
Okay, for some company, they believe a share stock has a higher PE multiple, so they can delisting and relisting to grab this high multiple. And this is a wrong purpose. However, they may end up doing the right thing. And for the A share market, we did some calculation. And before the crash, and in the sector, for example, education sector in China, it could be like almost 200 or 168 PE multiples for forward. But in US, you can only get like 20 or even less multiples. So we're talking about not like one or two time multiple difference. We're talking about multiple times of difference. So because of the multiple difference, so a lot of people say, okay, I want to come back, grab the, multiple. However, the market crash, right? But if we look at much more longer term, I do think, a lot of China stock, we don't have a good quality stock currently. So some U.S. listed stocks are considered to be better quality. So when they come back, and there's a gap to be bridged, or there's a vacuum to be filled, which is the good quality stocks. So when they come back, compared with a lot of domestic stocks, they can be considered to be good stock. So they may be traded as higher multiple than they currently in U.S.
But for a lot of the companies who propose to go through a take private transaction with the Chinese stock market crash and also the Chinese regulator temporarily stopping the IPO market, they're sort of stuck. So what should they do?
I think they should continue proceed the privatization process. If we look at China market, this is the ninth time we have this IPO suspension. And historically, it took like 4 to 9 months to finish this suspension. So on average was about 6 months. And every time when we have a suspension, it also associated with the problems of the stock market. But afterwards, once we fix the issues, stock market can be much more healthier. And this time, we think it's another sort of a correction or fixing the issue. So afterwards, we do expect IPO to resume, and we do expect some progress made in the stock market. So we'll not suspension forever. So after they finish transaction, I think market open, that will be 2 years away from today. So I won't expect the suspension last that long.
Let's look at Focus Media, for example. Yeah. The company was planning a reverse merger with a listed company in Shenzhen, but that shell problem got into problems with the chairman of the company being investigated.
Yeah.
And now Focus Media find another shell company to do reverse merger, backdoor listing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just indicates the kind of risk you could run into when you try to do this real listing in China. What is the lessons you can learn from this?
So IPO process and in any market is not that easy. It's a risk. And can you get listed? Will public buy your stock? And can you go through the legal procedure and smoothly and not running into any issues? And however, this is all technical issues. And the fundamental issue is your company a good company? And will the company performance and business be welcomed by investors? Those are the fundamental issues.
So Focus Media, in this current reverse merger listing, their valuation is around 2x compared to the time when it was taken private.
Mm-hmm.
You think fundamentally it's still good for the company to be listed back to China, even though some investors might be chasing after short-term profit.
Mm. So for the company listed in Asia market, let's go back to the normal situation. And a stock listed in the domestic and in domicile country is normal, right? So ADRs actually at the beginning wasn't normal. And the China stock listed in US, the reason for that because all the stock when they started was financed by US dollar fund, not by Chinese fund. So as the exit point for those funds is overseas, is US, because they come from US, right? As we grew our own PE market, VC market, and our RMB fund investing in those stock, so the normal exit place for them is China, mainland China. And that is one reason we see more and more stock could come back to China. And we see more and more company can be listed in here rather than overseas. That's number one. Number two, and lots of company, the business in China, and they can be best understood by the local people instead of a foreign investor. So from company understanding, stock understanding, communication, and from all those reasons, I think a domestic listing for the domestic stock is the best alternative.
So going forward, do you see that Chinese companies will go list in the US probably at a lesser degree?
Yes. And the reason is very simple. And communicating domestically is easier. And the financer and growingly are going to be local fund instead of international. And we see a lot of international fund used to be a dollar only, but now they start RMB fund. And even them is embracing the change. And it's really, something come out to the economic reform. And China will become second largest economy in the world. And it doesn't make sense we don't finance our own company. And as we have a lot of excess of money, what we're going to do? We're going to do investing, right?
So, but I mean, there are still a lot of potential problems with listing in China, including the investor base are less sophisticated, the market is more speculative, a lot of regulatory interference.
Yeah.
How do you see those problems being worked out?
I think a lot of company, be honest, they think local investors are easy to be manipulated. That's how they think. So sometimes they think those stupid money can be made out of those people. So I think it's going to last for a while.
Now let's talk about one specific company, Qihu 360. The company was proposed by its founder and also investors to be taken private. And now the investors are considering cutting their proposal, the prices they're offering. What do you think are the chances that this deal will go through?
I think it's highly likely, and I have
at a reduced price.
Yes. So I think the company is highly likely to finish transaction at a little bit reduced price. And let's say why I think they can go go through the process. I think there's a determination by the founder or by the CEO, Mr. Zhou Hongyi. And he believes the business has a lot to do with domestic market. For example, enterprise security issue. And he himself, Qihu, actually is a security company. And Qihu is going to involve in more business in security front. So security, you know, it's really hard to be listed overseas. So that is one reason. And the second reason, the company is going through restructuring. And as the internet, mobile internet developing rapidly, there are more opportunities which company may not capture before. So they have to do it as a new business, like a mobile phone business. So all of those, if you are doing that under the existing listed companies, investors are not going to give you proper valuation. They're not going to say, hey, future-wise, you're going to gain great market share. I'm going to give you a high multiple. No, there's uncertainty. So the company needs a period of time to rethink, readjust, restructure the business, rethink. And we need to give them this time. Those are the time you should not be a listed company. So that's what they need. I think the CEO realized what he's facing. Two issues, security issues, business restructuring issues, and new business startup issues, so many of them. So he needs a break. So that's why I have a confidence. It's from the company's own benefit. They need to go private.
But I mean, currently the stock is still trading at a pretty big discount to the offering price. Even though considering a cut to the offering price, it's still at trading at a discount. So the market is not having a great confidence of this deal going through or at the price being offered. So you think the market is wrong?
I think the market is wrong. And the market thing, okay, they may not go through because $9 billion is a big deal, right?
It would be the biggest go private deal for U.S. with the Chinese companies.
Yes, oh, it's a big deal. So and then they heard a lot of they do a lot of their own channel check. They heard a lot of rumors or whatever. And then, so if we look at the whole picture, right? So first of all, we do believe they're going to go through. There is a fundamental need to go private.
So, but as a reduced price, and how much less than the current offering price, what do you think?
The final price is the negotiation between buyers and sellers, right? Who's the buyers is the CEO and other consortiums. And sellers is existing shareholder. Who are the existing shareholder? Includes employee, right? Includes current fund managers or funds. More important is the employee with some kind of a voting power, right? So in that case, it's not an easy deal. If I want to get out, I don't want you to lower price that much.
Another interesting detail about this deal is the founder of Sequoia China, Neil Shen, actually sold $8 million of shares about sometime shortly after the announcement. What is the motivation behind this? Is there any possibility that he's, you know, the investor consortium was trying to drive up the stock price so they could sell a little bit shares?
I think one thing is Neil Shen, you know, we heard a lot about him. I think he sell the stock based on his own, you know, needs or demands. And I don't know why he sell. And I can't judge why he sell. But whatever he did is personal and has nothing to do with the privatization or consortium.
This action just seems so strange, you know, in itself.
So I think going forward, lessons learned. And for a lot of upcoming, you know, company who wanted to, you know, announce privatization, and you want to make sure your consortium group, and doesn't do such a thing to cause unnecessary doubts.
What are some other companies, U.S. listed Chinese companies, you think are ripe for a privatization deal?
A lot of companies are ripe for that deal, like healthcare. And China healthcare company in U.S., most of them are small and no liquidity and no appreciation by a U.S. investor. And however, in China, healthcare is a big deal. And I think for those companies, if they go private they can have a lot of a breathing room to make themselves better adapt and adjust to the China, not only capital market environment, but also business environment. They can actually do more without constraint of the capital market. So that is a sector actually, want to see them to go private.
Any names you could give?
Like one company just announced is Icon Guobin, and I really want them to go private. They did.
Even though they're just only listed in the US about less than 1.5 years ago, which is such a short period of time.
In China, in a fast pace, right? Capital market changed so much, right? We're catching up, so we're faster. So a lot of times, yesterday and today could be totally their nights. The change can be dramatic. And a lot of things a year and a half ago you won't think of, but today it just happened. So you have to rethink.
But I mean, it may seem like they're really just chasing valuation arbitrage.
The one really short time is Momo.
Right.
That is the shortest time. And for Momo to go private, and first of all, to go IPO, I think it's a strange thing. And, because let's say the business-wise, certainly there's a group of people need more and a very niche need. And to go U.S., to go public, it's already a lot of people question that, right? And then less than 6 months, they pronounce privatization. And when they pronounce privatization, the multiple we gave to Momo wasn't low at all. Right. And the reason I do believe, if we look back, I do believe at that time the company already seen the business under pressure. So from the Q2 earnings, we saw that. So I think that, as a business insider, they knew what they're facing. And I think, it was a mistake to go IPO, and, to go private wasn't a mistake.
So what about traditional, like old internet companies like Baidu, Sina? Do you feel they should still stay in the U.S. as a right choice for them?
Yes. And let's say Baidu, too big. And their business model, U.S. investor understand. And I do suggest, traditional, older internet company consider different way. And for the existing, business, stay in U.S. and you can get funding. And for the new business, you may consider separate that and restructure and come to China to be listed. Like Baidu has this O2O local service or like a Nuomi and, those kind of a business. And I don't think it's a good idea to stay under U.S. listed company under that umbrella. I think they should actually separate them and prepare them for local listing.
The same goes for Sina and Sohu, like the big...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned healthcare. Mm-hmm. Any other sector you feel like companies should either consider going private?
I think a lot of hotel companies, like Homey already announced, and I think they should consider... And because in U.S., no liquidity. And, like a company has been listed for a while, I've been tested, and the business model or whatever, and it may not be welcomed or, understood by U.S. investor, they should not stay. They should come back.
So basically, we're still at the beginning of the Chinese companies going.
Another thing, in addition to the funding reason, another reason is the China market changed. And we used to be I remember Shengda CEO Chen Tianqiao. He is a congressman, right? He has been proposed. The government give a right policy structure and to allow them to come back. And now the policy allowed and open to them. So if the market wasn't ready, even though, you can change funding, you can change whatever, but you won't be able to come back. But now the condition, the capital market environment is getting more ready for them.
Now, lastly, let's offer some advice to U.S. investors for those companies who are still, Chinese companies still listed in the U.S. What are some names that you are most favorite of?
Yeah. So there are several names. And e-commerce, I think e-commerce has no borders, has no culture, you know, like barriers, right? And like JD, I like JD. And I do think JD.com has a pretty clear business, you know, structure and direction. I think e-commerce in China getting more penetrated in people's life. And the JD changed from a 3C, electronic consumer electronics, to apparels, to groceries, and more and more integrated with our life. So I think that is a good company. And execution-wise, I think so far, and so good. And, you know, Alibaba, I think it's a good company, but facing some temporary issues. Once the company fixes the issues, I think, again, it's a good company. They can have so many ways to expand, to grow. And certainly, currently, the rate of growth is a little bit below the expectation. But once they fix the issue, I think growth can resume, and fundamentally can still be a very good company.
What are their major issues?
There are a couple major issues. One is management shufflings early this year. And once you have management shufflings, think about it. No one lead execution-wise will be hold, will be stalled. So that is one of the issues. I think that issue has been fixing. The second issue is a mobile issue. And on PC, Taobao play a role, you know, export traffic to Tmall. Team monetize on the user on the traffic side, but on mobile, and it's not that simple. And you know, on mobile, you can't go to Taobao search. You can, but people's behavior is not search, and it's a transaction. So even though Alibaba has so many mobile users, but user conversion to a transaction to a search is low. So conversion rate is low. So that's why even though you have a lot of mobile users, you don't generate as you know, rapid growth as before. So they need to change the mobile. You know, what's the relation between Taobao and Tmall on mobile? And the user, you know, on mobile, they tend to be just buy. So search engine doesn't work. Probably they should consider recommendation engine. So that is a tough issue. It's a market change, though. And we change from PC to mobile. Right, so we need to change business model along with the change of the market.
So you recommend JD.com, Alibaba. Mm-hmm. What are your price target for these two companies?
I don't quite remember.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And Alibaba will have a whole rating.
Okay.
And JD will have a buy rating. Let me think. I think JD will have a $29 price target, if not higher.
Okay. So, anything else?
There are several companies I would consider. And, you know, I will definitely look into them very carefully. Let's say Sina. And I recommended Sina before. I will recommend Sina, you know, today. We look at Sina on some of parts and give a big discount. And I can come out price like at least 52. And big discount, right? So we're not consider anything on portal, only cash and Weibo. And however, portal is not worthless, right? They're doing a lot of fundamental changes. And one day, I think Sina, you know, they could, you know, realize the new value in the verticals, like a financial channel, sport channel. And once those value be realized, and the stock, you know, price can reflect that. So Sina today, you buy Sina, you have a, you know, like a free option to buy all others.
Great, thank you so much.
Thank you.